This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we have legends who we still cherish, who have ended, well, tragically and very unhappily. One of them, Marilyn Monroe, is the subject of a big, new, very difficult to watch 3-hour movie that's just opened up on Netflix. But much more satisfying and substantive treatment of this entire phenomenon of fallen heroes, fallen legends, is Bill O'Reilly's most recent book. And he's been the author, of course, of 18 number one bestsellers in the Killing series, Killing Kennedy, Killing Jesus, Killing Lincoln, Killing Patton. Now comes Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And the three legends he writes about are John Lennon and Elvis Presley and Muhammad Ali. Bill, let me start out by asking you a question that I think highlights how this book is somewhat different from your other books in the series. Who killed Lennon, Presley, and Ali?
Well, Lennon was assassinated, and Presley killed himself, and Ali was killed by the Nation of Islam. But all three men lost control of their lives, and they were headed into ruin because the burden of celebrity is crushing. And I chose them, Michael, because this is cultural history. And all three of these men influenced the way we live today. And not many people understand that. When you say, well, Elvis Presley, what does that have to do with me in 2022? Well, let me give you a vivid example. So after World War II, the 1950s, it was a conformist America. People thought the same, looked the same. Television just came in. There was a uniformity of what we did from Seattle to Key West. In an 8-minute televised broadcast on the Ed Sullivan Show, the most powerful entertainment show in the world at the time, Elvis Presley, a teenager from Tupelo, Mississippi, blew up the entire American culture by singing Hound Dog, writhing around, having girls scream in the audience, and Ed Sullivan completely befuddled. After that, pastors burned his records, said that he was an agent of Satan. Parents told their young boys, you can't look like him, you can't slick your hair back, you can't wear the leather jacket. And who won that culture war? Elvis Presley won it. And U.S. culture, American culture, changed in the late 50s and became much more rebellious. And then in 1964, the Beatles show up from Great Britain. And from 64 to 69, the culture changes again. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. We still have that now. Beatles in the forefront. Lennon and McCartney. Magical Mystery Tour. Sgt. Pepper. At the same time, Muhammad Ali was changing the civil rights profile in America by being the most magnificent athlete that most people had ever seen. So this is cultural history at the highest level. It's ignored by a lot of historians who are snobs. They say, oh, no, let's talk about Millard Fillmore. No, no, no. These guys are important. And all of them were crushed by their celebrity.
Now, I'm sure you've gotten this question already, and I know the book was just released yesterday. The book is posted on our website. It's called Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. You are still the most successful single host in the history of cable news. And I doubt that anyone is going to, with your consistency of the tremendous success of your show, and of your ability as a communicator, I don't think anybody's going to strip that distinction from you. Did you personally feel some of the lethal danger of celebrity that you describe for these three giants?
Absolutely. I wanted to be famous. I didn't understand what the unintended consequences of that would be when I started my television career. I worked my way up, started in Scranton, Pennsylvania, worked up to the network news level, and then came over to the Fox News Channel, and as you said, the O'Reilly Factor is the most successful program by far in cable news history. And I, on the journey up, I was working very hard, and I'm not a guy that wants a big mansion or a Ferrari. I wasn't working for the money. I was trying to do good work, compete, win, and put on the best product that I could put on. But I didn't really think a lot about the target that I was becoming. I should have. I should have known if you're going to do political commentary in America, you're going to be a large portion of the population who wants to see you hurt. And I didn't really take that seriously until I got pounded. And then I hired a battery of lawyers to protect me and do what had to be done to straighten things out. And we've been successful in doing that, I believe. But in the meantime, I still can't go to a Seattle Mariners game and sit in the stands. It's not that there are bad people taunting me. That's not the case. 95% of the people that I see in public, and everybody knows who I am, because after leaving Fox, we did our own independent news agency, and that dominates on YouTube. So actually more people see me now than did when I was on Fox. And it's not that the people are bad or anything like that. It's just that there is a minority who will hurt you, as John Lennon found out. And you have to protect yourself. And now with social media, famous people step out of their homes, everything is recorded. Everybody's got a camera on you. And that burden psychologically is enormous, not only on the person, but the family and the friends of the people.
Okay, you just said, when we were talking about the three figures who were profiled so vividly in your book, John Lennon and Elvis Presley and Muhammad Ali, we all know how Elvis Presley died. And with the drugs that he was increasingly dependent on. We know how John Lennon died. A lot of people prefer not to think about his dependence on heroin and things that you write about in your book and in his last days. But what about the death of Ali? Just moments ago, you blamed it on the Nation of Islam. How did that work?
Absolutely. You know, that's the most harrowing part of the book, because Muhammad Ali, we open with him in Manila, the thriller in Manila with Joe Frazier, and Ali almost died during that fight. And his doctor, Ferdy Pacheco, told Ali and Herbert Muhammad, who was Ali's manager, the son of Elijah Muhammad, who ran the Nation of Islam, hey, you cannot put this man back in the ring for at least a year. 4 months later, who's back in the ring? Now, Ali knew that he was damaged. I didn't know. It took him 2 weeks to be able to walk around after that fight. And that is one of the most vivid writing I've ever done, the beginning of the Ali portion of Killing the Legends. Because both fighters were almost killed in that fight. And after that, the Nation of Islam, which got money, more than 50% of Ali's earnings went there. Herbert Muhammad was the manager. They kept him in the ring way too much. And that resulted in his Parkinson's and his brain deteriorating and his quality of life disappearing. It's harrowing.
Well, again, and reading about Elvis Presley again, this is a far more emotional encounter with Elvis Presley than in the recent film. Did you consider a fourth figure or an alternative figure to the big three you have here in the book?
No, because there isn't anybody. Those are the three that influenced culture today the most.
Bill O'Reilly, with Martin Dugard, is the author of Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. It's a different kind of book in the Killing series, but very similar in terms of readability and reward. Bill, Godspeed. We will be right back.
Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Hollywood film industry is an industry that I care about. I mean, I do love movies occasionally, not frequently, and love trying to tell you the truth about movies that aren't really that worthwhile. And one of those terribly mediocre and in many ways very disappointing movies was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend. It's Don't Worry, Darling, directed by Olivia Wilde, starring Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde and Florence Pugh. And again, it's one of those things where people are surprised that it did so well, given the fact that it had so much negative publicity. The fact is, it had negative publicity. Publicity about spats between people in the cast, and the fact that Shia LaBeouf was originally supposed to play the male lead, and he was replaced by Harry Styles. And but none of this. Okay, here is the way this is covered in the wrap, and I think it's accurate, and I think it's worth thinking about, and it does connect with other issues in our culture. Bill O'Reilly was talking about the impact of culture, and the way that Hollywood is working right now, it says, despite modestly budgeted successes like Don't Worry, Darling, this September's box office has sunk to the lowest levels in a quarter century. This is the analysis by Jeremy Fuster, who's pretty good at this kind of work. And he writes over at the Wrap, the overall total for the month is set to sink to 25-year lows, not counting 2020 when Christopher Nolan's Tenet accounted for nearly half the $86 million box office, as most theaters remained shut at the height of the pandemic. Okay, with just $275 million grossed in North America to date, this will be the first September since 1997. Since 1997, with a monthly total of less than $350 million. To date, the running total for September 2022 is 20% behind last year's pace and 52% behind the pace set this month in 2019 before the pandemic. Even last year's, when theaters were still in a relatively early stage of their pandemic reopening process, September grosses reached that $367 million. And again, that's $100 million more than they did this week. And with Warner Brothers reporting a final opening weekend total of $19.3 million for Don't Worry, Darling, this month will be the first September since 2001, 21 years. When the September 11th attacks crippled interest in movie going, that has failed to produce any film with an opening weekend of more than 20 million. Last year, Disney Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings earned a Labor Day record 94 million four-day weekend opening. Before the pandemic, Warner Brothers and New Line set a record with 123 million opening for It, with a sequel opening to $92 million 2 years later. But the $19 million openings for The Woman King and Don't Worry, Darling this month are also below the rather pedestrian openings for September releases in the past. Look, what is the deal? And the deal, it seems to me, is right now, with Americans upset about the direction of the country, worried about things like civil war and dysfunction, the idea of making films that are just deeply, profoundly depressing, and yes, that is certainly the case with Don't Worry, Darling. It was also the case with the new Marilyn Monroe epic on Netflix, Blonde. That's 2 hours and 47 minutes long. It's almost 3 hours long. And, I mean, Marilyn Monroe's life, first of all, kind of people know the ending. And no matter how spectacular it was, and some of it was visually spectacular, and Ana de Armas is terrific. She may even get an Oscar nomination for taking as much punishment as she did on the screen, which is only a fraction of the punishment the actual Marilyn took. But all of that goes to this idea of nobody is sure what exactly is Hollywood selling. Once upon a time, when people talked about Hollywood as the dream factory, people would come out to feel good. There would be elegant and admirable people. You think about Hollywood's golden age, and the thing about those stars was you were fascinated with them, and you actually liked and admired them, whether their names were Jimmy Stewart or Gary Cooper or John Wayne or Henry Fonda, people on the male side, and then the supremely glamorous women. Now, one of the glamorous women who has been a big star on TV, she is the a star of West Wing, and she brought together, obviously best known for the Seinfeld show, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and star playing Veep, a political show. She's bringing together the cast of West Wing and Veep for an October 9th event to support Democrat candidates in the midterm elections. This is what the announcement sounded like. Clip one.
In 2022, the road to saving democracy runs directly through my home state of Wisconsin.
Every race up and down the ballot is crucial for Democrats to invest in and win.
So on Sunday, October 9th, 2022, at 7 p.m. Central Time, please join the cast of The West Wing and Veep as we come together for a special live-streamed fundraiser for WIS Dems, the Wisconsin Democrats.
Yeah, President Bartlett, President Meyer,
Josh, Toby, and CJ, together with Amy, Dan, and Jonah.
Just imagine Kent Davidson facing off with Vice President Bingo Bob Russell.
They can't meet.
What?
They can't meet because they were both actually played by Gary Cole.
What? Gary Cole is on the swing?
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
If I'd known that, we never would have hired him on Veep. I mean...
Can you watch your language, please?
You do your show, and I'll do mine. All right? Hey, join us.
Hilarious, right? Not so. And look, this is not a happy days are here again moment for the United States. There's a terrific piece that I want to get to. And it's by Gerard Baker, who writes over at the Wall Street Journal about the collapse of public discourse. And that would be a part of it. Can you imagine? Take Gregory Peck, anyone from the Golden Age, how they would actually sell an event like this. More on that coming up on The MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
I don't know how this is constitutional. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but there's no way that the president of the United States can make a half-trillion-dollar decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge happening later Wednesday. At 5 a.m. Eastern, Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now it's time for
Michael Medved show, the idea, I guess, from a lot of the celebrities led by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who are trying to raise money for the Democrats. Actually, the Democrats have had no problems raising money at all in this cycle. They're spending unbelievable amounts of it. It's one of the reasons people are expecting such a huge turnout, because when you have more and more and more people giving money to candidates, it's kind of an indication they're planning to go out to vote. It's hard to believe that somebody would send in even your $20 donation and not bother to cast a ballot. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, in an additional video, is advertising the Great Troublemaker turnout. Now, I think this is a picking up on something that Sarah Silverman did back in 2012. I believe she did the Great Schlep in 2012. And the whole idea of the Great Schlep was for people in Florida to make sure that Obama won the Florida contest over Romney, and he did. And she was going to do that by basically suggesting to people that they go visit their Jewish grandparents and basically say, well, we'll only come for a visit. We'll only come see you, and we'll go out to Florida and we'll come visit you, but you have to promise to vote for Obama. Do I think that made much of a difference? I think, about the same level of difference as the great troublemaker turnout. Listen to Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Clip two.
Hi there. Are you someone who likes to cause a little trouble? Then Red Wine and Blue needs you for the Great Troublemaker Turnout. That's their effort to turn out suburban voters in swing states for every candidate all the way down the ballot who will protect reproductive freedom, public education, and democracy. The goal is 100,000 friend-to-friend conversations in the most contested districts of each state. It's actually called relational organizing, which I know it sounds fancy, but it really isn't. It's the simple and proven idea that talking to people who you know, your friends, your family, it's so much more impactful than strangers talking to strangers. Sort of common sense, really, when you think about it. Very fancy research studies show that it is, in fact, the most effective way to reach voters and get them to take action. Because the people you know, they trust you. Unless you're a terrible person with, like, a terrible personality, in which case, please just keep scrolling. This is not for you. For the rest of us, the data shows that every time we talk to a friend about voting, it's worth knocking on 15 strangers' doors, because when we contact our friends, they actually respond.
Okay, look, going and centering on turnout is what Republicans are doing right now, too, and what Democrats are doing. And given the fact that so many of the crucial races that are going to determine control of the Senate and of key governorships are very close, they are deeply competitive. This is not kind of a gimme campaign where you can assume that one side is going to have an easy time. And meanwhile, it's also worth remembering how important this particular race is, with people voting coming up now in basically 50 days. We're there. And the idea that we should be spending all of our time worrying about 2024, I think that's partially because there is a nationwide consensus that we have to do better than we did with Biden versus Trump. I mean, really? But we need maybe some new choices, and yes, I think there are people who are more excited about Ron DeSantis and more excited about Gavin Newsom on the Democratic side. You can have some new choices, but do we really need an old choice? A guy who's 2 years older than Joe Biden. Yeah, he would be 84 at the, at 83. At the time he was elected, if he actually goes ahead and runs. And Bernie Sanders on CBS said, yep, he's still thinking about running for a third time for president of the United States. Clip 14.
Do you plan to run again? That's a big, you know, I haven't made that decision. Right now, my focus, and I'll be going around the country dealing with trying to elect often young progressives, often young people of color,
yeah,
who are prepared to stand up for working right. families and take on big money interests.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon talking about every once in a while a Hollywood line comes across, I think, to be pretty forceful as well as funny. And with Jimmy Fallon commenting on the new prospect of a new, renewed, energetic, newborn Bernie campaign, well, on that subject, Fallon had this to say. Listen.
Some political news. Senator Bernie Sanders said that he hasn't yet decided whether he will run for president again in 2024. Yeah, people are like, president of what? Yep, Bernie still hasn't decided. Meanwhile, everyone else is like, how many times do we have to decide this? No. Right now, Biden is thinking, please run so I look like the hot young stud. Please.
Well, okay. That's at least one perspective. And there was also Arnold Schwarzenegger, speaking of aging politicians. I couldn't believe it. You know, Arnold's 75. And He's still making movies, or making movies again. Served his two terms as governor of California. He visited Auschwitz, and he appeared with a man named Bergson, whose parents were victims of the Holocaust. He was born after the war. He also commented on how his own father fought for the Nazis. And it's moving to see that kind of ability to come together and the strange ways that history moves. This is Schwarzenegger, listen, 12.
Today, this space serves as part of our center where our mission is to use the lessons of the past.
So he was born in Austria in a refugee camp after they were relocated from Auschwitz, his parents. And then he was born after the Second World War to this wonderful Jewish family. And I was the son of a man that fought in the Nazi war and was a soldier.
Kiedy pochodzę do uchodźców ze wspaniałych rodziców, którzy ocaleli z Auschwitz.
And one generation later, here we are. We're almost the same age.
Jesteśmy niemal w tym samym wieku.
We both are good looking.
Obydwa jesteśmy przystojni.
I'm almost as good looking as you are.
And we have one thing in common, that we both fight prejudice and hatred and discrimination. All of the things we are fighting together, and we are working together on that. So this is what unites us here today, and that's why I'm very happy that you've invited me to come here today. So thank you very much
thank
for
you.
That. And I promise you, I'll be back. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, this is actually part of Schwarzenegger's attempt to talk some sense about deeply moral issues. You may remember he did that very memorable message to the Russian people and to all of his fans in Russia. And I'm sure some of those young people who are leaving Russia rather than fight in this evil war are people who listen to Schwarzenegger's voice. We will be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Michael Medved Show, does anybody out there think that our national discourse, that the conversation that Americans have with each other about politics, about culture, about values, about faith, about anything, is on a high level right now? That we are engaged in meaningful conversation with our neighbors, or that our leaders are engaged in meaningful conversation that's meant to enlighten us? There's a piece I mentioned just before the break that is just an epically good piece. It's one of those things I wish that everybody would read it. And the headline for Gerard Baker at the Wall Street Journal is, "In a time of crisis, public discourse has descended into nonsense." By the way, I think nonsense is too gentle a term. It's worse than nonsense. And he writes, "If I had to pick the most worrying characteristic of our current dystopia, I would choose the unsettling disconnect between the seriousness of the challenges we face and the public discourse that is supposed to be addressing them. A perilous war rages in Europe as a failing tyrant with nuclear weapons launches desperate new waves of cannon fodder against a nation whose defense we are financing and reinforcing. In Asia, the emerging Chinese superpower is in the throes of a significant economic and social upheaval that may propel it toward the full-scale confrontation it increasingly threatens with Taiwan, an island whose people we are pledged to defend. At home, we are caught in the worst of economic traps as the Federal Reserve inflicts unavoidable monetary pain to kill the surging inflation incurred by the avoidable mistake. Meantime, the global economy seems to be sliding into a potentially serious recession, and financial markets are eroding our wealth at a dizzying pace. But at a time when the need for quiet, calm deliberation has never been greater, the U.S. is engaged in a conversation that sounds less like the Constitutional Convention of 1787 than the game room of a psychiatric institution. This isn't a partisan point. Both sides are only too eager to point out the mania in the other's rhetorical obsessions, but deny the delusion in their own. So secure are they in the knowledge that their supporters will stand by whatever they say that our leaders now seem free to utter things that are completely at odds with reality and logic. We have a former and quite likely future Republican president. Now, who could that be? Who muses on national television that by merely thinking something, he can exercise executive authority. The Democratic nominee for governor of Georgia, who has a chance of being a leading contender for her party's presidential nomination in 2024, and who, by the way, has the same dismissive attitude toward the unhelpful election results as the former president, she insists that a fetal heartbeat is a manufactured sound. When minds do seem to be focused on the challenge at hand, the words that come out are often a nonsensical babble. The current president is the embodiment of this. His mood seems to oscillate between semi-somnolent incoherence and inflammations of angry hysteria. It's very well written. He says the COVID pandemic is over, but he insists on maintaining emergency measures. He claims that prices are rising only by an inch. He confuses friends and allies with his multiple pronouncements on the U.S. posture toward the defense of Taiwan. The confusion complete. This is then all translated back into administrative English by an attentive staff as the puzzlement we feel gets more ominous. We're used to politicians bending the facts and logic, writes Gerard Baker, to fit their aims, but the problem goes well beyond political rhetoric. Our larger discourse is dominated by cultural authorities who want us to believe things that the human mind rebels against, that there is no such thing as biological sex, that the way to fight past discrimination is with present discrimination, that not punishing crime is the way to prevent crime. The words can mean whatever they tell us they mean. These are the nostrums of the dominant progressives in our culture, and we shouldn't kid ourselves that conservatives aren't also susceptible to impossible ideas and implausible theories. How alarmed should we be by this degradation of our public discourse? Asked Baker. Americans, like all humans, have been through similar phases of history before, periods in which dominant delusions have shaped our culture. But an important difference this time could be that modern technology has created a platform that elevates extreme voices at the expense of saner counsels. But what is it about our current condition that seems to make so many people predisposed to believing and propagating those extreme voices? It's inescapable, he writes, that part of the answer lies in the collapse of the traditional institutions of authority, the stability of the two-parent family, the primacy of faith, and the cohesion of a wider community, not only conferred an order on people's lives, but established a larger sovereignty of truth on them. Loving but firm parental leadership, the eternal verities of religion, the obligations to a wider social unit of shared values imposed a structure of epistemic guardrails. It is not that this structure constrained us all to believe the same things, religiously, politically, or otherwise, but it established the prior understanding that there is such a thing as a higher truth that mocks propositions and ideas that defy it. And then he resorts to one of my favorite quotes. When men choose not to believe in God, G.K. Chesterton famously said, they do not thereafter believe in nothing. They then become capable of believing in anything. And are people capable of believing that somehow the way to deal with the drug crisis we face right now with a fentanyl character of opioids accounting for 53,480 preventable deaths in 2020 alone, a 59% increase over the total in 2019. Does that have anything to do with a pandemic? Or does it have to do with that message that people are sending at the same time that the bodies pile up and the damage mounts that, oh, yeah, it's just recreational drugs. People have a right to do whatever they want to their own bodies. The truth about fentanyl is something that we should come to terms with. And it's not just that fentanyl category of the rainbow pills that they're talking about now. We'll be talking about this with Luke Niferatos, who is executive vice president of the organization Smart Approaches to Marijuana. So what does fentanyl have to do with marijuana? Marijuana is unlikely to kill you. It can. There are people who have died of marijuana overdoses. But the DEA is now out with a warning about rainbow fentanyl, which is supposed to be appealing directly to young people, and some of them look like sidewalk chalk. We will get to that. We will also get to the idea that there is a rise of the old-fashioned right, and people even use the term the Mussolini-esque fascist right, in Italy, in Sweden of all places, in Hungary we know about, in France, and throughout Europe. Does that signal a rise of a dangerous comparable right here in the United States? And what about the ongoing discussion about basically trying to put your political opponent in jail? They've postponed the concluding hearing for the January 6th committee, but we will get to that, to the Senate voting to keep the government operating at least till to December, which I guess is a good thing, and to much more among the challenges facing, confronting this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.